Okay. David Aguayo is not here. Angela Bozo.
Here.
Kathleen Detman, who is our new one. She's not here today, though. Elizabeth Doyle is not here. Judy Kurofsky is not here. Glenn Craig.
Here.
Aureliano Montes. Andrea Nielsen.
Here.
Stephen Peters.
Here.
Mark Richardson.
Here.
Jim Ring.
Here.
Eric Rotier.
Here.
Mike Verveer.
Here.
Woo! We heard you. All right, now we've got a good quorum.
Solid quorum. Okay, our first item was going to be appointment of a pro tem chair since I'm gone, but it looks like now that we're doing it in this fashion, we're going to try it this way. I'll continue to chair in Judy's absence. If it doesn't seem to be working, we can maybe appoint at a later point. So, first item then is approval of minutes. Does anyone have will anyone motion to approve last month's meeting minutes?
I'll move.
Angela.
Second.
Mark.
Any discussion or corrections?
None.
Okay, and all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? All right, minutes pass. Do we have any public comment, Sarah?
We do not.
Okay, and then we'll need disclosures and recusals, please.
Let's start with Glenn.
Well, I'm on the City of Madison Room Tax Commission.
And then Angela.
I'm on the Booking Event Assistance Committee.
And then Mike.
Hello, I continue to serve on the Madison Room Tax Commission and the Maroma Terrace Event Booking Assistance Advisory Committee.
Thank you. Oh, Eric.
Serve on a board of directors for Destination Madison, and through my employment at NCG Hospitality, we oversee the Brookfield Conference Center.
All right, that's everybody.
Okay, so new business. We have new sponsorships for 2024 for our community events, and I can't see everyone in the audience. Oh, it looks like Bill is going to
present. Yeah, with our concert tonight, we moved it inside, so she's making sure everything is ship-shape.
Okay.
It's the first concert we're doing indoors this year, so they're getting set. And it's a good band, 16 Candles, 80s cover band. Yeah, so they have to follow them, and they're very good. I highly recommend it. So this is something we do annually to show the board our sponsorship efforts, and I think it's in the bylaws, if I'm not mistaken. It's somewhere there's a...
It's in the bylaws now.
You can see it. So Frank Beer continues to be a very good supporter of ours. We get money from Dane Arts, MG&E. True Stage is a new sponsor this year at a $1,000 level. And so, we'd certainly like to get more on board. But what Kristen encounters is, you're asking for support of the arts where many organizations are focusing on basic needs of community members. So, we're trying to identify funding sources that will help us with the arts.
You continue to fundraise?
Well, we do. And we had and Jeff can help me. We put out a voluntary donation box at the concerts. We affectionately call it the cash box where people could make cash donations. And we had what did we have last?
This past week, on Thursday night's concert, we had $351.
Yeah, which was really good. It was really a good response to our requests, from those attending the concert. So if we continue to get that kind of response, that would be really great.
Or do you offer an electronic pay version?
We didn't get a lot of takers.
Okay.
We got very few takers on that.
Okay. So is it like are you scanning QR code?
Kind of,
okay.
I don't know if they've continued based on the last year just didn't generate much, not much interest.
I mean, you got older folks coming to the
We try to appeal to all people,
those young folks.
Yeah, right. So that's
what were the sponsorship numbers last year, just for reference?
Good question. I think they were relatively similar, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Do you remember, Joe?
I don't. But I would have said it. Other than that True Stage one, I would have said it would have been pretty close.
Yeah. But you know, we're constantly trying to develop new sponsors. You know, reach out to different entities that we think might be a good fit.
Okay. Any other discussion?
No.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
We have to have a motion on that, though. I'm sorry.
Oh, we have to accept those.
Yes.
Do we have a motion to accept these sponsorships?
I'll move.
Glenn.
I'll second.
Eric is the second.
All in favor? And or any further discussion? If none, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
None.
Motion carries. And all right, next item is the Room Tax Commission update from Glenn Craig.
All right. I have a presentation for you. I'll try to keep it less than an hour or short as you want it. But the Room Tax Commission, as most of you know, has meetings throughout the year with updates on fund balances and whatnot. And this time of year, we're starting to get some solid numbers on collections just to see how we do against what we budgeted, because we make our allocations before we collect the money a year prior. And we had budgeted room tax collections this year, calendar year, of $21,165,000. We're a bit behind. The first half of the year was a bit behind budget. But we were expecting, or Dave Schmidtke does, you know, the tabulations. We had not heard from one of the VRBO entities, not sure if we're going to collect it or not. Hopefully we will, but he felt comfortable keeping the projection at the $21,165,000. Of that money, there were various entities which received the funds, and just to refresh your memory, probably three of the bigger entities are Monona Terrace, Destination Madison, and the General Fund at the City of Madison. All of those are around a bit over $6 million-ish for this year. We also support a big chunk of the zoo and Obrick Garden. Overture Center was close to $2.1 million allocated for 2024, and some other tourism and event booking and some arts groups receive smaller chunks. We do have some reckoning to deal with. We have allocated, the commission allocated close to $23 million for against the $21 million of receipts. So that's what Dave calls a structural deficit of about $1.7 million he's projecting right now. So the reason we can deficit spend like that is because we had a fairly strong recovery back in 2022 and 23, and there's a surplus. However, the commission did vote recently to set up mandatory reserves. I believe it's like 10% of expenditures has to be on hand, I think starting in 05 or maybe 24 or 25, but we have that actually right now. But we probably won't going forward unless we either raise more revenues, more room tax, or reduce these allocations to these entities. So it's going to be an interesting year to do allocations. And we're scheduled in August, right around the corner, for Connie and all the people that are proposing to receive funds, make presentations to the commission. The date has not been set. Connie, I think we have to do one of those
polls,
doodle polls. And then we deliberate, the commission deliberates in September and reaches an allocation conclusion in time for city budgeting. city to complete their budgets as well. So I guess I'll just leave it open for questions at this point. Mike also is on the commission, and he's lurking on the phone, and he could probably have other items to add. Mike.
Thank you, Glenn. As always, you do an excellent job with these reports. So I really don't have much to add. I just don't want anyone to worry that collections aren't meeting projections, as the first quarter of the year is always our weakest quarter, of course, given the weather we have in Madison. And so I think optimism should still be the modus operandi.
I guess I have a statement and then a question. I can say second quarter was stronger for the hotels.
All right, we got a hotel manager.
First quarter, April, and April was an incredibly good month for Madison. May was good. June has been a little bit soft, but it won't eat into how good April and May were. So I think that's there is optimism for second quarter. My question is, when you said 10% reserves, is that saying each entity that receives room tax has to put away 10% reserves, or the room tax commission itself wants to store away 10% of
the commission itself? Okay. It's not the recipients. The recipients technically start at zero each year. So
right.
The pool of funds, let's say the anticipated collections are $22 million next year. We would want to set aside a reserve ultimately of $2.2 million that we can't touch after allocations.
Right. And you mentioned there is a reserve from last year. Is that, but I assume it's not to that size, or?
23. You know, there was an ending balance in the reserve prior to 2023.
But it wasn't required?
It wasn't required. It just wasn't spent. You know, there were a lot of moving parts in 22 and 23, and Mike probably knows better than I do, including ARPA funds. And there was one year where the city generously gave up their allocation that, you know, that's, they didn't even take it. So it helped the other entities like the visitors and Monona Terrace. The other thing that Monona Terrace, as board members, we should know is the capital expenditures for Monona Terrace have been largely funded by general obligation borrowings of the city rather than coming right out of room taxes or our fund. And however, the debt service is in our allocation and it's projected to be $717,000. I notice it's a couple hundred thousand dollars higher than we had originally budgeted, probably because of the interest rate spikes we had this year.
Glenn, if spending is the same next year, do they anticipate enough increase in revenues to cover that $1.7
million? I don't think, you know, Eric would probably know more than I would, but I don't think Dave Schmidtke had projected out to 2025 yet.
Well, I haven't seen anything.
No. And it depends on the rate and it depends on the volume of activity in the hotels. I assume the tax rate, you have to assume that's going to be the same unless it's someone's proposing an increase. But we did notice a couple years ago when the city increased the room tax that the revenue jumped quite a bit. That was another factor a couple years ago when it was actually pretty timely given the pandemic.
Okay, any additional questions? All right, Sarah, do we have to?
No motions.
Okay. All right, then looks like we're back to Bill for the booking pace update.
Yes, thank you. We made some progress against our budget. We were, I think, fairly close last month, and we're even closer this month in terms of what we're projecting for revenue. And I know Jeff has some news he'll share with you too about revenue and on the expense side as well. But this is our revenue projection based on our events and the ancillary revenue that we get through the gift shop and tours and the other things. But for
right now, our projection is to basically be right on budget. The projection was 0.48% under budget. We're really busy right now in June, and so I think that's going to really carry us forward nicely. So the budget is $4,012,000 essentially, and we're projecting just under $4 million right now. And overall, we're down just under 0.91% overall. The budget is, the overall revenue budget is about $4.3 million, and we're projecting $4.267 million. So I guess Jeff kindly puts, we're down almost $39,000. He kindly fills that number in so I can actually give you the exact number if needed. And then for the number of events, it's still trending the same. You know, we're down on banquets to what we budgeted. We're up on meetings to what we budgeted. We're up on conventions and even more so on conferences. So we budgeted 187 banquets. We'll come in about 162. We budgeted 115 meetings. We'll come in at about 124. Conventions, we budgeted 27. We have 28 signed contracts. We budgeted 20 conferences, and we have 26 signed contracts. So I think that, is going to carry the day for us. That's all I have for today.
Any questions for Bill? All right, thanks. On to Jeff.
One thing that I always like to mention also is that $4.0 million that we had as our original budget included an additional $120,000 that we had to add in after submission last year because of the event management software upgrade that we're going through this year. So instead of it coming out of any reserves or anything like that, they asked us to add that to our revenue, offset the expense. So if we didn't have that, we'd actually be talking about being a little bit ahead right now. And so for that to be the case after, half a year is pretty good. The revenue was just slightly down. You can see that we only had 52 events versus a budget of 72. And those were kind of evenly distributed. We were down about 8 banquets, 6 meetings, I think, and 7 community events. The thing that bailed us out was definitely the average per event. The events are still spending at a much higher rate than what we originally budgeted for. The part that was the bad news for this month is on expenses, we were considerably over, but both of the two biggest culprits were that we were almost $70,000 over in hourly wages and about the same amount in benefits. That's going to be a recurring theme for me to tell you guys about because we have 3 anticipated retirements this year. All 3 of the people have been here 20 plus years. So when it comes to a vacation payout, sick leave payout, comp time payout, all of that, it's going to be pretty considerable. In May, it was Meg, our event services manager, and her sick leave plus vacation income, and all that was about $61,000 that hit our books. June, I'll be saying that exact same thing, but it'll be Kara, our booking coordinator. And then sometime November, December, it'll be Laura McIsaac. And like I said, all 3 of them had 20 plus years, great employees, so they rarely use sick leave, so those payouts will be considerable. And that's one of the few areas that the city doesn't really allow you to budget for is anticipated retirements. So as Bill said, hopefully the revenue will continue to do really well to help us offset those sort of unexpected expenses or unbudgeted. June, like you said, was really good. We've got 4 conventions that are all considerably higher than the average that we use. So hopefully I'll be able to report in August, I guess, because we don't have a July meeting, that June did very well, even hopefully more so to offset Kara's payouts for retirement, which I don't besmirch her at all. So end of report.
So it looks like with the surplus, even with that extra payout, we're not really at risk of running a deficit because of those 2 additional payouts coming in.
Well, yeah,
from the amounts you're talking about.
Yeah, we went from 300,000 year to date at the end of April that we were ahead, and 130 down brings us down to about 170. But like I said, the four conventions, and I don't want to go too far into June's events yet, but you know, we typically average, or we use around 50,000 per convention. There's two of them right now that are over 100 grand. And so I think that those numbers will definitely help out to build up that reserve again, so that we can then hopefully offset both Kara and Laura's retirement packages.
Okay. Any questions for Joe? All right, thank you. And we're on to the director's report from Connie.
All right. Office staff is working with maintenance department to digitize documentation. Office staff being Sarah. Sarah. So we had a lot of things that were documented in files down in the command or the maintenance office, and new staff coming on, that would greatly help, because it's well documented how to do everything that's ever broken here. So I asked Sarah if she would be able to put something together that would kind of be a manual of SOPs on how to fix different things. So she's graciously doing that, working hard on that. And then also we're finding videos, because there's, you know, to fix anything you just pull up a video, right? So we're finding videos on everything as well, to for those that would rather watch it and do it that way, because we have, well, we have one of our older maintenance people that returned to work part-time, who was a great help, because he knows, he's training everybody on that stuff. People learn different ways, and it's just, I think, a good thing to have both. And so we're diligently working on that. And then we're also just starting to work on the operating budget. What was it, Monday that we had the operating budget, Jeff? Kickoff, the mayor's kickoff.
And it's due back to the city on Friday, July 19th.
Yep. So the overall, the city's being, we're required to come in with two different budgets. The worst case scenario is a 5% cut, which we don't have to do because we're coming out of a different fund. But the rest of the departments that are not non-enterprise agencies have to do a 5% cut and a 1% cut. And then we have to balance revenues with expenses. And then what was that, a 1% cut?
No,
just balance.
It was just kind of revenues plus room tax should equal our expenses.
And then I think the other part of the direction was that that has to be maintained throughout the year, which we do anyway. But I don't know, maybe there's been others that haven't, I'm not sure. But the Common Council will decide what, you know, where it goes, like how much and what gets removed. The direction also was that the cuts couldn't just be one-time cuts, like has kind of been the practice in the past. It had to be something
recurring.
That like basically service related, or I guess people are allowed to try to come up with revenue too, but if there's a service that could be reduced or maybe eliminated, that those are supposed to be what they're shooting for, and then the council will decide, you know, what is accepted or not. And then I think it will also depend on, you know, if there's a referendum and how much the referendum is going to be for, and whether or not that passes. So it's kind of all up, balls up in the air at this point in time. We'll proceed as we always do with our, you know, room tax presentation, preparation, and then balancing the budget. We were just recertified. What does GBAC officially stand for?
Global Biorisk
Advisory
Council. Thank you.
Which we got during COVID shutdown and are maintaining because we feel it's a really good program. Plantings have been happening. Tony's doing a really nice job of getting all the plantings done currently, and has some plans for future tree replacement because we have, while we've done a lot of them, we have more to go. And oh, window replacement for the front windows, not all of them, but there's about 18 of them or so will be occurring later this year. It was approved by the council just recently. Our like you already, I think you already said this, but we have a new board member to replace Jane. And we met with her. She came in on Monday as well. Kathleen, what's her last name?
Detman.
Detman. An attorney. So you're getting your attorney. I've been working on it for 5 years. she's super excited and looking very forward to it. She probably would have come tonight, but she's on vacation right now. So we'll see her in August. We got more Frank Lloyd Wright products. They've been, for a while we didn't have any change, and now we have a lot of new ones. And then Bill, I think I'll let you cover your new employees, if you want to talk about your progress.
A couple of them mentioned, we're able to hire a director of sales. He'll start July 8th, and a good experience with, see if I can remember this number, with Hertz Corporation and car rental. Worked with the, while he was in grad school, he worked with the Department of Financial Institutions. He has an MBA from UW-Madison. He's worked in sales jobs, sales management jobs. He worked for Steep & Brew Coffee. He got their coffee into 15 Walmart stores, which was a big boost to their company. He is a little bit of an unusual position, I guess, depending on how you characterize it. He is working with the Department of Corrections, but they have a program where they sell the furniture that the that's made through the department. And it's quite the operation. It's tens of millions of dollars. He supervises 12 people that are the marketing and sales for this operation. So, so we're excited. We think he's a good fit. He's got the ability, he's got the willingness, and we think he's going to be really good to have around. So we're happy with that. Then we have a new event coordinator. She is from UW-Lacrosse. She got a bachelor's degree from UW-Lacrosse in recreation management and hospitality management. She did an internship at the Lacrosse Center, where she got exposure to a lot of the things that she'll be here. And Sterling references for a younger person. And so she will start Monday. She was able to start immediately because she had graduated and she had completed her internship. So Haley Lemberger, I think Haley. That's I think where we're at. We're going to recruit for our the head of the AV department, IT specialist 3, I think is the city title. So we're approved to recruit for this position, and we're just taking a pause to figure out where are we going to recruit, what kind of evaluation criteria we're going to use, where we're going to tap our the old manager John Schwer to do that. You know, he's working for a different division of the company, so he's still going to help the company, and he'll help us out with some some advice about where to recruit and how to do that. We'll get some help, I think, from City IT when we interview. We'll get some technical people on the panel so that they can really help us evaluate that skill set for the person. So that one's out there. We haven't put the recruitment out there yet. Missing somebody?
I don't think so.
What was the name of your sales, the sales guy?
Steve Dungara. Steven, Steph.
And
Steve, Phen Dungara, but he goes by Steve.
When did he start?
He started July 8th.
July 8th, okay.
Yeah.
So I was looking at the event coordinator. It says it's funded by a salary from the booking assistant position that won't be filled.
Right.
Is that a case where we don't need the booking assistants, or you need the event coordinator more than the booking assistant?
Well, we think we can get by with one booking assistant. We're gonna see how that pans out. We need the event coordinator a lot. And so I think it's a little bit of both. We think one booking assistant is going to be enough at this point, and the event coordinator is going to help a lot.
Okay. Any questions for Bill or Connie? Do you have more to report on?
No.
I had a question about the event booking. Oh, does that meet every month? Event booking assistant. I'm just curious, how much money do we give away in a year? Is it 12 times 100,000 roughly?
It's, what is the number this year? 200?
75.
275, yeah. I think it's 270. It changes a little bit each year, potentially. So it's about $275,000, and that's what we can allocate within a given year. Now, if there's an allocation from the prior year where the group decides to go somewhere else, that money returns to the pool, and we can allocate that within this year.
Okay, so we don't give out $104,000 that often.
to one group, hardly ever. I can't think of any.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, I mean, there's
that was great conventions, but it was at one time, it sounds like.
At the May 14th meeting.
Oh. So that was total divided by 8. Right.
There were 8.
And across years, too. Because I think we approved things all the way in 2027, I think would be one of 28 even, when people move things. I think the biggest line item I can remember off the top of my head would be 16,000, maybe?
Yeah, sometimes it gets into the 20s for a really big group.
I think we just had one that Bill brought down to the office for the group, and I think it was 26,
I think.
Yeah. And so it doesn't happen, it might happen once every couple months, or there might be two or three that happen in a short span of time, but I don't know if I've seen one like over 30 grand.
No, but the other thing I wasn't taking into account is that's for multiple years, one year. So,
right.
Have any questions for Connie?
My question is on the same bullet point there. We had three conventions move from 25, 26, and 28. They all moved to 2027. It's 2027. That's $4.3 million. It all moved to 2027. Is that, make that a banner year, and we're concerned about years around it, or does it all kind of even out in the end?
Well, it should, if they all end up booking, it certainly will help us. It certainly will help Monona Terrace. That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see some, the groups are still in their decision process. So hopefully Destination Madison will be successful in recruiting these and getting the money moved forward. Certainly helps big time.
Okay, any other questions? Mike? You have to have one.
I'm actually out of town on vacation, so I wouldn't get many questions. I must come up with something. I'll actually just make two comments on Connie's report. One is, I can't wait to see the cherry wood receptacles. They're so gorgeous. Yeah. I can't wait to see them. Sorry, I'm missing the tour today.
I'll send you a picture, Mike.
Oh, would you, Connie?
I
thank
will.
You.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And then Just another observation, since we've had some really good questions in the last couple of minutes about the booking assistance fund. I don't recall in the past much of a summary of our meetings in the director's report. Maybe I've missed that over the years, but if we could continue offering a summary to the board of the work of the booking assistance committee, that sounds like it's a good interest of the board here. So if we could keep doing that, I don't know, Bill, if you write that section for the director's report, I'm guessing.
Yeah, if we meet, I try to include a summary. I can't remember when I haven't, but if I missed one, I apologize. But I think a summary appears after we meet, you know, the next month.
Oh, well, very well. Then I'm sorry I missed it. I guess maybe no one's ever asked a question about it until today.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
Okay, very good. Well, I stand corrected. Maybe it's the sunstroke I'm having here.
Oh, sounds very nice.
Well, it sounds like, Bill, the more detail, the better, perhaps, for folks.
Okay, great.
Okay, any other questions? All right, sounds like I have a few things to cover. So we are canceling next month's meeting, the July meeting. So the next meeting will be the August 15th, and we will have to have a finance committee meeting ahead of time. I assume that will be at 3 o'clock as usual. And then it looks like our big soiree is on August 21st, the client appreciation event. Guaranteed good weather, right, Sarah?
I'll do a dance. Keep the rain away.
So I can't remember if they've done a save the date yet, but I assume we'll get something by email, everyone, just as a reminder.
Everyone should have gotten a save the date. So if you didn't, just put the save the date in your calendar anyways, and I'll make sure that we do another. Like, if none of you were aware of it, then I think we'll send out another.
There was one.
There was one thing? Okay. Okay. All right.
Excellent. Anyone have anything else to discuss? All right. Looks like we need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Steven.
Second.
Eric.
Excellent. We're adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a record fast
meeting. Yeah. You and
always conducts fast meetings. Yeah, you should really good at that.
Vacation. Yeah.